Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Those scholars who have carefully studied New Testament Christianity know that Christ has not promised an easy life, one free from opposition and even death. In fact, Jesus specifically told his disciples that they might be called upon to sacrifice their lives for his cause. These are the Lord's words to his disciples. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will also keep yours. John 15:20. In Matthew's account of the gospel, Jesus said to the 12 who were sent on the limited commission, the disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Matthew 10:24-25. Jesus is our Lord and Master. We are his disciples and servants. Do we believe we are in some way superior to our Master and Lord? After Jesus had washed his disciples' feet, he asked them, do you know what I have done unto you? He then said to them, you call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you ought also to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done unto you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he who is sent greater than he who sent him. John 13:12-16. When Jesus told his followers, the disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord, he was telling them to expect some of the same treatment he had experienced. He had been vilified because of his devotion to the will of his Father. His enemies had tried on more than one occasion to stone him for his preaching. Jesus told the Jews, I and my Father are one. John 10:30. In the eyes of the Jews, Jesus was guilty of blasphemy. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, many good works have I shown you from my Father. For which of these works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself God. John 10:31-33. The disciples would not claim to be God, but they would say they were preaching the exclusive way to God. Jesus encouraged his followers to be like their Lord and Master. He told them on the occasion of his washing their feet, I have given you an example that you should do as I have done unto you. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. John 13:15-17. He knew they would face many hardships and probably have to die for the cause they had espoused. But he wanted them to emulate his devotion to God and to their fellow men. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus was casting out demons, they said, this fellow casts out demons by Beelzebub. Matthew 12:24. In our text for today, Jesus asked his disciples, if they call the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Matthew 10:25. Beelzebub was the prince of demons. Can you imagine anyone so hard-hearted and so blind as to call the only perfect person who ever lived Beelzebub? But the attitudes of Christ's enemies have continued even into our generation. For example, there are people today who object to any kind of public prayer, any acknowledgement of Christ in our lives. What a shame that is for our nation. We thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.